Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you on April 5th, 2 Ocean's 11, in front of a live crowd. Crowd might be, that's not really the right word for it, a live 90 or so people at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, but 90 people who waited in line outside, and I appreciate that. Since last we spoke, I had a great show in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Leonard Maltin game was played, and audience member Justin beat Graham Elwood on the movie Fear. The category was Reese Witherspoon movies. Also had a lot of fun at the University of Central Oklahoma, and I'm looking forward to going back to Oklahoma City on June 28th, 2 Ocean's 11. The next Benson Interruption in L.A. happens on April 13th at Largo. Plus, I've got shows coming up in Pensacola, Florida, New Orleans, San Francisco, Sacramento, Eugene, Oregon, Buffalo, New York, and Toronto, Canada. All of my tour dates are listed at DougLovesMovies.com. And for those asking, yes, Simon Pegg did qualify for the Tournament of Championships. a little golf applause for that. But we already had 9 qualifiers for the next tourney, so he is an alternate or will be participating in the one after that. Yeah, they're backing up on the runway. It's very exciting. Just a quick note, I haven't seen the movie Hop, but I'm thinking if the expression fucking like bunnies is ever used in the movie, that would be inappropriate for children. So I hope they kept it. I don't know why I said that, but I was thinking about how rabbits like to fuck, and there's a children's movie out right now about a rabbit who, at least in the commercials, looks like he wants to get it on with a human lady. All right, my guests tonight are 3 dudes who may or may not have met one another until just a few minutes ago. Backstage this evening, it's a smorgasbord of comedy fun, and the 3 of them will get to know each other right here in front of your eyes and or ears. Please welcome Ralph Garman, Andy Wood, and TJ Miller.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Mr. B.
That's TJ.
Hey, everyone.
And Andy is using just waving.
Hello.
As a way of
that
saying hello. That's Andy. And then we have Ralph down there. Ralph, we just did, and you always do Kevin and Bean's morning show, but
yes,
we did the Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness at the Gibson Amphitheater last Saturday, and that was a blast.
And you crushed it, by the way. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank
great
you
set.
Very much.
You were beloved.
Following Steve-O is not easy. Like, he got up on a table and set himself on a fire and did a flip.
He set himself on a fire? There was a fire and he set himself upon it?
Yeah.
That's
well,
insanity.
Well, how else is he going to catch fire if he doesn't set himself on a fire?
That's true.
And then he flipped through the air, and they had told him not to do a fire stunt.
They requested
stunt.
Strongly that he not set himself on fire, yes.
Yeah, the fire marshals at Gibson Amphitheater, they're not screwing around. They told me I couldn't set myself. They told every act, do not set yourself on fire.
Yeah. Oddly enough, they asked Ray Romano to set himself on fire, however.
Well, do something, Ray.
Brandon,
you're so boring. Yeah. No, I'm joking around.
He's kid.
He's hilarious.
Big slow burn. Ray is
no.
turning over.
No.
In his
grave. No. No.
Ray is turning over in his grave right now.
Certain age. I'm a certain age.
Deborah, put me out.
That's how he says the name of his show.
Yeah.
Man is a certain age.
Wait, is that Marvin the Martian or Ray Romano?
How dare you, sir?
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
I declare this planet crises. In the name of men of a certain age. Isn't that lovely?
So, Ralph,
yes.
You also do a podcast with Kevin Smith.
I do.
The beloved Kevin Smith.
Hollywood Babylon, it's called. We do it out of the John Lovitz Comedy Club up at Universal City Walk once a week when he's not out whoring his movie.
And when he's out whoring his movie, do you have guest hosts?
Yes. We had Adam Carolla last week, and John Lovitz has come by. Since he owns the joint, I have to let him.
Right. That's nice of you.
Now, yeah. What are you saying there about John's performance on the podcast?
Nothing at all. He was wonderful.
Wow, that's so weird that John Lovitz just jumped in and joined the panel.
Mr. Lovitz, welcome.
Just because whenever
he hears his name, he appears.
He's like Beetlejuice.
He says, what was the context? That's the ticket. I need to know if I'm still relevant. I feel like I turned into something else there at the end. Still relevant, see?
Edward
Maybe
G.
James
Robinson?
Cagney, fuck off. Edward G. Robinson, yeah. I'll take it.
I love you brought some sort of your own urine beverage.
It's actually it is a fresh squeezed beverage from Tender Greens, and it is elk urine. Not my
fresh,
urine,
Doug. Fresh squeezed elk urine?
Yeah, they gotta squeeze the elk to get it out.
No.
You Such ever seen an elk him. Piss? Well, case closed.
No. You gotta earn it.
If I gotta convince somebody something about an animal, it's usually an elk. How many people have seen an elk? That's right.
Are you really asking the audience if they've seen an elk?
No, I'm doing a monologue from a short film that I recently wrote. Yes, I was asking about elk! This has been a weird podcast.
So, Ralph, on the Kevin and Bean show, you walk the showbiz beat.
I do.
So does that mean, are you like me, like you talk about a lot of stuff you really haven't seen, or do you really go out and see lots and lots of movies?
No, I don't see
TV
anything.
TV shows?
No.
Because you got to get up at 4 in the morning
right,
and talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
So why see it when you can just talk about what you've heard?
Right. It's all hearsay.
I love that.
And I got a one-year-old girl at home now, a baby girl, and you can't do fuck all with a one-year-old, so.
You shouldn't do fuck all.
No. That's what social services told me, anyway.
Yes.
But, so, is she almost, it's almost time to start taking her to see crap, though, right?
Oh, no, God, no. She's addicted to television now, so it's all Thomas the Tank Engine and other unwatchable shit.
It'd be funny if you're like Mad Men and 30 Rock. Jesus Christ, pretentious little girl.
I thought Thomas the Tank Engine was like a boy thing.
Are you saying my daughter's a lesbian?
I'm just saying that you might want to keep an eye on that.
What's he going to do if he sees it?
Well, just, you
no
know.
Lesbianing no. over there.
You have to just, I guess you just have to live with it once you see it, but it's still good to have a heads
Get her
up.
Extensions and a tutu.
But yeah, I thought that was like a...
I like that image.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you shown her something with like Barbie or somebody in it?
No, not yet. She's just one.
Okay.
What do you mean shown her? Right. You mean a film with Barbie in it? Now, you haven't shown her any of the Barbie films? Meant,
have you shown her anything about Klaus Barbie is what I meant. You weirdo. Let's talk to Andy for a second. Andy Wood is not only a funny comedian, but he's also founder. Is that the right word for you?
That's a co-founder.
Co-founder fair, of the Bridgetown Comedy Festival in Portland, Oregon, that happens every year, coincidentally, a few days after 420 is what it seems to always happen.
Starts the day after this year.
Yeah, tell us about your festival.
This is the fourth year. This year you've got Kristen Shaw and Kurt Braunohler are doing Hot Tub, their variety show.
Cool.
Margaret Cho, Andy Dick, you're going to be there, of course. Right. Sean Cullen.
Sean Cullen, that's
Sean
awesome.
I'm really psyched for that. That's
I love that dude. I mean, all those people were good, but he's awesome. And
super convincing.
He's been on this show more than those other people. But also, Graham Elwood and I are going to be doing his podcast, Comedy Film Nerds, from somewhere on April 22nd during Bridgetown.
That's correct.
And then I'll be making surprise appearances throughout the weekend.
Can't talk about that
at shows. So if you're in the Portland, if you're in P-Town, the
April 21 through 24
of great comedy, Bridgetown Comedy Festival.
All
right, thank you, Andy, for coming. You can leave now.
Thank you, guys. It's been great.
That's
all I wanted to do was plug your shit.
Right.
No, please stick around for the rest of the proceedings. And TJ and I just taped Doug Loves Movies Live back in the Pacific Northwest. It was a return to Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington. Back in the Panac. And that's going to be available now or soon on iTunes, depending on when you listen to this. And was that fun for you, TJ? I was barely there.
Yeah.
There were some local edibles that were pretty amazing.
We had some chocolate hearts that ended up to break our real hearts.
How did they do that?
Well,
because we went home stoned and alone, that's why.
That sounds like a great Macaulay Culkin film.
Not fuck Macaulay Culkin, it's my next movie. Stoned Alone, my family goes to Europe. And I am home alone, and I have to fight the wet bandits. And by wet bandits, I mean my urge to masturbate.
And the only way you can fend them off is with booby traps that you set, but they all don't work because you're stoned.
I just keep hitting myself in the face with paint cans.
You can't find. You put the paint cans up, but you can't figure out where they are or where the twine is. Have you ever been trying to set up paint can traps and you can't find the twine?
Yeah, there was never a scene. That? There was never a scene where Macaulay was looking. He needed a specific thing.
Oh, because in movie land, there's plenty of twine.
He has as many bowling balls, as many paint cans, as much twine
Didn't
as he needs.
Hot tar somehow. Where do you find hot tar?
Yeah, well, you can get that. Yeah, he's gotta go to Koreatown.
Come
but
on, man. Who doesn't know how to get their hands on some hot tar?
Yeah, can get you cold tar in 20 minutes.
You just wait for the hot tar to cool?
Yeah, don't tell him.
How hot could it be if it's 20 minutes is all it takes? You're getting some fucking lukewarm tar trying to pass it off as formerly hot.
The tar from the guy that I get it from, the tar is hot within 10 minutes.
Jesus, if you bring me some more of that LWT, that goddamn lukewarm tar, I will snap. Now, Ralph, so you sincerely never go to the cinema, or have you seen something recently that we could talk about? What's the most recent movie you saw?
We were in New York for the premiere of Red State at Radio City Music Hall.
And so you saw that you were there and saw the premiere and saw the movie?
Yes.
And you're in it as well?
Yes.
As what do you play in? It's Kevin Smith's not comedy.
Right. It's his horror film. And I play a right-wing religious zealot mute murderer.
Wait, back up.
Hold up, the mute part.
I like the mute part.
Oh, do you?
I mean, not now. I'd like you to speak, but In general, that's pretty cool to be cast as a mute person because no lines to learn.
Exactly. Yeah, it was the best gig ever. Just show up.
Just show up and just be there ready to, you want to kill.
Yeah, Smith called me Lurch with a gun.
How could you be a zealot and not speak? Isn't part of the zeal that you're talking about what you're zealous about?
I guess you'd be extra zealous if you can't speak.
Yeah.
That's true.
You'd be like, I can't make enough signs. I'm just going to start killing things.
I thought it was pronounced Zeliot.
Zeliot?
Zeliot?
That's how I thought it was pronounced.
You're thinking of Camellia a lot. And so now, as can you separate yourself as a person who judges entertainment and as a person who plays a mute zealot in Red State?
Like,
no. Do you?
No.
So, but so you love the movie?
I loved me
unconditionally.
Oh, loved the movie. Loved me.
All right.
It was
cool.
Great. Yeah. No,
that's fair.
I try. You try, but it's hard when your friend made it and you're in it,
yeah.
And so you're pulling for it. But the audience seemed to dig it. So
that's a crucial component.
Saw the movie. Loved it.
You did.
Love me. No, I just like that phrase.
Oh.
Saw the movie. Loved it. Loved me.
All right, well, let me ask
saying
you
that about a few of my films.
All right, let's start with Yogi Bear.
Saw the movie.
Yeah.
Loved it.
No, you didn't.
And I couldn't believe me. It was unbelievable, that performance. Unparalleled in a talking bear comedy in the last 100 years. In the last 100 years, how long has film been around? Not much more than 100 years.
What else would qualify as a talking bear comedy?
Oh, boy. It depends on how you classify.
Which one?
Bears.
Country bears?
Country
yeah,
bears.
That had talking bears.
Ben?
You know, some people consider Harry and the Hendersons to be a bear film because... Because
those people are
certain.
Stupid?
Well, no. No, because we're not certain of the genus of Harry. We don't know what an abominable snowman is. It could be a type of bear. Oh, sorry, guys. Bad news bears.
Bad news bears. They were
not
talking
so
bears, but...
But they did.
And
that
they
talking
were only bears because that was the name of their sports club.
And that is the only talking bear comedy where they say the N-word, for sure. Well, they definitely say faggot a few times in there.
You never use the N-word in your
in Yogi? Well, buy the Blu-ray Deluxe.
Like, for instance, what does Yogi call a black picnic basket? Don't say it. That's horrible.
Yeah.
I was joking around yesterday. We were, was it yesterday? We were flying back from Seattle.
I think it was.
And they
keep
have,
going.
At SeaTac, they have signs everywhere that say, this way to the N gates. And I can't help thinking, there's N-word gates?
Well, tell them what you said. Tell them what you said to me in the train.
What did I say?
He goes, this is so funny. He goes, I always feel racist when I go to the N-word gates. And I wanted to laugh, but he said it very loudly, and we were surrounded by African Americans. And so I had to kind of turn to them and be like, it's just at the N gates. It doesn't say N-word. And they sort of were like, it's fine. And then Doug was like, what? What are you guys talking about? How funny that was? And I was like, yeah, Doug, definitely, definitely. It was great.
You make up a lot of stuff. Have you been to the movies lately, Andy?
I saw The Green Hornet recently in the second run theater.
Oh, okay. So no 3D glasses for you?
No 3D.
And probably no
3D.
Sexual intercourse.
This is true.
You're seeing The Green Hornet at a second run theater.
Now that I know it was supposed to be 3D, some of those scenes make more sense. Yeah.
Like with Seth Rogen just standing there with his dick out,
yeah,
waving it around.
Yeah. I didn't really get it, but the original was probably had more nuance to it, yeah.
All right.
It was pretty good. I just thought there wasn't enough at stake. There wasn't enough of a reason for him to become a superhero. Like, I don't know what he was trying to
didn't
do.
Didn't they kill his dad or something at the beginning?
No, he didn't know that. I mean, spoiler alert, but he didn't know that his dad died from a bee sting.
Oh, so he didn't even know what he was fighting for.
Right, it's nothing. It turned out the bee sting was caused by the bad guys. He didn't know that.
I love that being a spoiler alert. Like, somebody gets there and they're like, "Hold on a second, he didn't know it. This movie sucks." I thought the whole time that he knew it.
The movie has opening credits. Spoiler alert. Wait. So what? Oh, so you saw Red State? That's what you said.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's your.
For a while.
That's the extent of it for For now.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Just go see the movies that you play mute in.
See him?
Until your daughter is old enough.
Love me and him.
Love you and him. Yeah.
Let me ask you this about Red State. At what age does your daughter have to be before you think it'll be appropriate for her to watch it?
I need to be dead.
Oh, really? Because it's so disturbing how you behave in it?
Yes. I'm a foul, foul human being.
Oh, my God.
Not that I'm not in person, and she'll get to know that as she grows up. But I don't want her to see it on the big screen. No. It's very disturbing. It's based on the...
Wait until it comes out on DVD.
Or, yeah, maybe someday she can watch it on her phone instead of the big screen.
It's based on the Westboro Baptist Church, the Phelps family.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty repugnant.
It's a disturbing story. And if Kevin were here, I'd ask him more about it.
Yeah.
Well, he's not, so...
sounds kind of like he's dead. If Kevin were here, we could...
Too soon.
We could talk about it.
Of course, he's no longer with us.
And just before I get too far into this, I just want to be clear that on Twitter, you can follow TJ at not TJ Miller, which is one of the most clever Twitter handles I've heard.
Well, and Doug Benson was taken. First off, slick.
I went with Doug Benson because not TJ Miller was taken. And Andy, what's yours on there?
Andy T. Wood.
So someone else got to Andy Wood before
everyone
you.
Gets to Andy Wood first. I can only grab the T's.
Andy T. Wood.
Yeah.
Makes you sound a little more hardcore.
Andy T.
Yeah. Andy T. Wood. That sounds like a ventriloquist act.
Or he should be flying out of the end gates. One or the other.
Or the sea gates.
That's real. The sea gates.
Yeah, they have sea gates.
Got a lot of lip
they
in
offend,
the sea gates.
They offend everyone at that airport.
Yeah, yes.
With their gates, their racist and sexist gates. And
yeah, there's one gate that said the she ain't shit gates. That was a misogynistic gate.
It sounds like it was.
Should I said bitches
person.
Ain't shit.
Yeah,
that's probably what I should have said. She bitches ain't shit. Ain't
that's
shit.
Like somebody was naming gates when they had a problem with one person.
Like at airports, you get to name gates. All right, March birthdays get to name the new gates. What do you guys want to name it?
I have a problem with all the C's and all the N's, so we'll go generic on those. But I also want to name a gate, she ain't shit gate.
There's another one that was, fuck Mrs. Vandaway from kindergarten. That's a real person, and she was a cunt.
Couldn't he just lump her into the C gates? Did he have to... Okay.
Yeah,
oh, and Ralph, what's your Twitter handle?
At Ralph Garman.
See, that's how it's done.
Yeah. Not a lot of Ralph
Garman. G-A-R-M-A-N.
Yeah.
Shall we play some games?
Yeah!
Let's start with... don't hold your name tags up yet, because there's only winners in this next game. There's no losers. Look, that guy's got a boat cucumber wire shirt on. That's cool. Look at that shirt, panelists, and tell me, I told them when that shirt was created, from a distance you can't tell it says boat. It just looks like it says cucumber wire because boat is too light against a light blue shirt.
You're absolutely right. I thought it said bout cucumber wire. Like that's what I'm about.
Yeah. cucumbers and wire.
Yeah. So I'm glad you pointed that out.
You give
out.
Me some wire and a cucumber. You watch me cut that shit up. That's what I'm about.
Slice them down.
Cucumber wire, that's like the VeggieTales version of the wire, right? Like the vegetables that are...
I would totally watch that.
Oh, my God. That'd be so great if they reenacted the entire all five seasons of The Wire, but they're vegetables and
they're beating up
and they're very religious.
Extremely. There's a lot of subtext in there.
I'd beat your ass if I didn't believe that Jesus loved each and every one of us. What's the information?
Shit! I'm a cucumber. All right.
that wasn't lazy at all, that joke.
No. Let's play Build a Title. Let's get a suggestion of a title from an audience member. This gentleman's sitting right here. Too much pressure? Here's what you got to do. All you got to do is name a movie, any movie. Men in Black. That's perfect. Well done. All right. And then we'll
Is it perfect because it is actually a movie?
Yeah.
Is that why it's perfect?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's also, it's got more, you know, when it's got one word in it, it doesn't work. Because now what TJ's going to try to do is he's going to try to add a title to Men in Black, of another movie that ends in men or begins in black. And then we move down the line until people can't do it anymore, and then we have a... That's the end of the game.
Little Women in Black.
Oh. I love it.
So compound words are allowed. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, no, it's a title. You have to build it with another title.
Yeah, Little Women in Black.
Okay.
Little Women in Black.
I love that I told you, this is how it's played. Like, I've ever won any of these games ever.
Well, I don't want to spoiler alert the Doug Loves Movies live back in the Pacific Northwest, but...
Then put a cucumber.
You might win something. You might. Andy?
I'm going to go Little Women in Black Hawk Down.
Oh, yeah. Making this game sexy. Okay, Ralph, so we need something that ends in little or begins in down.
Stuart Little Women in
I love it.
Black Hawk Down.
I'm gonna go down and out in Beverly Hills. So you have to start, end with Stuart or begin with Hills.
Stuart, Little Women in Black Hawk, Down and Out in Beverly Hills Cop.
Nice.
I don't know why that got a round of applause.
Because I said it with such confidence.
So skillfully done. I gave you Beverly and Hills. So that wasn't hard at all.
Yeah.
Good
thing I came
Andy,
with
what
God.
Do you have?
I'm going to go Stuart Little Women in Black Hawk Down and Out in Beverly Hills Cop Land.
Whoa. I like it. Why did I say that?
We can't add two at a time. Ralph?
Oof. Yeah, you can.
Oof. Need something that begins in land or something that ends in Stuart.
Or could it?
I was sitting there trying to think of something that ends in stew. But I don't know if there's a movie that's called Something Stew.
Beef Stew?
That's not a movie.
Isn't it? Didn't I just make it last month? I didn't.
You made Beef Stew or a movie called Beef Stew?
I made both, but separately.
You don't have anything that begins with land?
No, I'm jammed up.
Wow.
I got it.
People can't believe
don't
it.
Don't be mean.
Yeah.
You're not up here.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's like to
feel
pressure.
The pressure of the moment is hard.
Can I do it? Shh. Quiet over there, goddammit.
I'm mind murdering you.
What you said then ending with Land of the Lost.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Great.
TJ's disappointed. Okay, what do you got, TJ? You got something that begins with Lost?
Isn't it your term?
Oh, yeah, End Found.
What? How is that a movie?
There's got to be a movie called Lost and Found.
No, it's a series of films.
Is it?
Is it
David Spade?
I can't believe you guys used Spade against
me. A cute girl played by French actress Sophie Marceau lives next door to him and loses her dog, and he finds it, and he pretends to find it, and then he gets some pussy.
Let's call a David Spade a David Spade and say that I wasn't expecting that one.
All right, do you have anything that begins in found?
Yeah. Hold on.
Found your wallet isn't one. Found and Lost would be a good title.
It's a Spade movie backwards.
It's Pinter's version of that Spade movie.
Thanks, guy in the back who went, oh, that sucks. Hold on.
Found.
I know.
Don't yell it out, but does anybody think they have one? That might... I didn't intend for that to be a stopper, but it seems to have worked.
Hold on.
gotta be something. The guy in the audience is saying, it's being very encouraging. It's gotta be something.
Okay.
Can we guess?
Stuart Little, Women in Black Hawk, Down and Out, and Beverly Hills Cop, Land of the Lost and Found, Diamonds Are Forever. Fuck you guys! Left me hanging.
I liked how
all we needed
that
was
one
a positive
girl cheered like
for
you,
you
really did it.
Wow, you really did. Positive response
found
from you guys.
Diamonds are forever. Yeah, that's really. That's
if you,
really
if you find diamonds, that is forever, though. If you do find diamonds.
I don't think you have one either, though. Do you, Andy?
Is the found? Is the Foundling a movie? It's not a movie, is it? Am
no.
I making that up? That is. Oh, okay.
That guy goes, yeah, and you go, is it? And he goes, no.
Was the
Foundling? Yeah, you're making
was
it
the
up.
Foundling a book?
I have no idea. I don't know where that came
I'm
from.
I'm going to ask Leonard. I'm going to find out. Cause I think The Foundling is something.
Stuart, Little Women, and Black Hawk, Down and Out, and Beverly Hills Cop, Land of the Lost, and Frounders. That ought to count for something.
You're out. You're out. But nice try. It says no results for Foundling. But that does seem like it should be a movie.
Founders Keepers?
All right,
losers,
I'm just going to type in,
jeepers,
I'm gonna just type in the word found and see what happens, see if it says anything, but I don't think so. I think we're done. I think we have to be happy with no results. We have to be happy with Stuart Little, Women in Black, Hawk Down and Out in Beverly Hills Cop, Land of the Lost and Found. But thanks for playing. Yeah. Now let's play some Leonard Maltin game. The real game that we're here to play. Four prizes. Gentlemen, the name tags are out. This one says bear cum on it. I think that's for you. Justin wrote bear cum on his sign for you, TJ.
Oh, he wrote bear cum.
I assume.
Oh, in that case, I won't pick him. Just kidding.
Jordan wrote his name on a baseball.
Did.
Rob has an extra big sign that also looks like what do you call it?
Printout?
It's somebody's holding somebody a hostage note.
Right, but it's not different colors.
But wouldn't that be weird if somebody made a hostage poster with big letters on it? And
it was, yeah.
Somebody named Hans has like a Jaws theme back there. That's fun.
There's Brooke, but she crossed out the B and it just says Rook.
It's worth noting
in red there.
Colin is on toilet paper that is continually rolling out and still says,
yeah. Oh, I choose Colin. Colin's
Colin.
He's like, no matter how much shit's in your ass, it needs to be wiped out.
Colin's
going to be there for you.
And he's creepily rolling it slowly still.
Yeah.
Where you've acknowledged it, but he's still.
You know
rolling.
Why? Because he did the whole roll and he's like, there's no way I'm stopping now. They going to see how crazy Colin is. They going to see how crazy Colin is.
Zach has a beautiful Wheel of Fortune shirt that he wrote Zach on and then also wrote, I ruined this shirt just to be picked on Doug Loves Movies.
Wow.
This well, guy's that got, doesn't a, mean this much guy's got a picture of Mark Hamill on his phone. circa Star Wars A New Hope.
Is and, your name Luke or Mark? Luke.
And okay. His name is Luke, so that makes sense. Kristen has a nice little Douglas movie. Okay, so go out into the audience, gentlemen, and pick the name tag you want to play for. Just
what
take
is that
it from
one?
The person.
That's a prescription.
For what?
A medical marijuana prescription she's holding up.
Do you get it if we pick you?
Yeah.
We win it?
Oh, well.
Colin, come on up. Thank you. Oh, man, it's going to be so weird
TJ
to wipe my ass with your name.
TJ took Colin's toilet paper.
And I went with Sam because
Andy
of the
Wood
letters.
Is playing for Sam, who made a very nice, I dare to say it's almost 3D, that sign. And it has N3 on the back, so there's the N-word again. For no reason. And Ralph picked the baseball from Jordan. Good work, Jordan. So in the future, if you want to, you know, just pick up any item and write your name on it.
Well, baseball season just started, so I thought it was a nice
there you
tie-in.
Go. It's just
a nice
in time for baseball season, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
And I approve of recycling, so cardboard.
All right, here's what we're playing for. An amazing gift bag once again. Andy Wood brought a copy of The Believer. It's a magazine. Is it a monthly?
It is.
Magazine?
I think it's monthly.
Monthly?
Yeah, that's the annual.
This is the 2011 film issue, and it's got an interview with, I think, as Andy put it, noted pervert Paul Verhoeven is interviewed in there. We got a backpack that was given to me by some nice people at the April Foolishness, Kevin and Bean April Foolishness show. So I'm retweeting it. I mean, not retweeting it. I'm yeah, I'm going to retweet about a backpack.
It's bleeding into your everyday conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, paying it forward. Nice. I meant to say paying it forward, but that's what retweeting means.
Somebody likes something nice, and then you go, I favorite that comment. It says Baby Elton John.
A hat from New Era, 5950, whatever that means. And, this is great. This is one of the things they gave me the other night. I'm not really a wine drinker, but did you get one of these, Ralph? They have bottles of Francis Coppola wine.
I did not get that, sir.
Would you enjoy that?
Enormously.
Well, just take it then.
All right, great.
That's out of the prize pack, you guys. That's out of the prize package.
Oh, man, that was weird.
Can I open it now?
No. I mean, you can if you really want to, but that's something to take home to the wife and the baby.
Yeah, especially the baby.
And you brought, Ralph brought, because he's in it, he brought a copy of Sharktopus.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude, that is awesome.
And he signed it for you, and it was cool. He wrote Eric Roberts because he's in it.
Yeah.
So that's nice that he put his
signature
on there.
Nobody wants my signature, so I put a good one on there. And since he sobered up, you can't tell the difference.
And then, as always, we have some. I'm going to give somebody a Woot Monkey, but I also like to give one to a lucky member of the audience.
Woot Monkey is a monkey that's also a slingshot. There it goes.
Oh!
Is there an injury?
People yelling. Yeah, he didn't scream, but hopefully this one will. So that's what it sounds like if you win a Woot Monkey, and they're a lot of fun to shoot at kids or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what we're playing for. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game for Colin or Sam or Jordan.
And I'd like to extend as my prize, whoever wins, I'll follow you on Twitter and then just DM me an address to send you both Yogi Bear and She's Out of My League Blu-ray. And I'm only going to sign one of them.
So, right, Eric Roberts on one and Ralph Garman on the other.
Yes. That's not there. Just for them. It's for you guys.
Thanks.
All right. Let's start with Ralph since he's
sober.
Here and sober. With it. He's with it. He's ready to go. We got a category punctuated titles. That's movies with punctuation in the title.
All right.
Punctuation of some kind. Fishy movies. Those are movies with the word fish somewhere in the title.
Mm.
And then Time Magazine's best soundtracks. They did a list of all the best soundtracks of all time. And these are some of those movies with the best soundtracks.
Wow.
Which category would you like to play?
Let's go with soundtracks.
Garman.
Soundtracks.
Soundtracks, okay. Yeah. Would you like a soundtrack from 1988, 2000, or 2004?
88.
All right.
The pressure mounts.
Leonard gives this movie 3.5 stars. I give it 4. Mm. It's probably come up on this game a few times before because I love it so much. I'll give you a couple of clues.
All right.
He says this movie features a remarkable debut performance, and it was written by, or no, let's see, it was, the movie's full of keen observational humor. Yeah, keen, K-E-E-N, remarkable debut performance. And there's 3.5 stars from Len, it's from 1998, it's got a great soundtrack according to Time Magazine. And there are 11 names.
Ooh.
Did you say 88 or 98?
88.
Sorry. If you had to guess, which one would you say?
It sounded like 98 the last time.
Okay, 98. It's 98.
It was 98. Oh, okay.
Is that what you asked for, 98?
I thought you said 88.
Oh, Jesus.
And this is when the thing really fell apart.
I don't have any for
No matter 88. What happens here, I'm going to be complaining to the commissioner when it's all right. Over. That's all I'm saying.
I don't have an 88. I screwed up. It's 98. But you could do it.
98.
Great soundtrack from 98.
How many names?
Keen observational humor. And the character's remarkable debut performance. And there are 11 names.
Hmm.
How many names do you think you get it in? You can bid high and see what happens.
Yeah, let's say, let's start with 7.
All right. And we come around here to TJ. How many?
6.
Andy?
I'm going to go 3.
Ooh, nice. So, Ralph, you could say name that movie or go lower.
Name that movie, Andy.
All right. Do you need the clues again, Andy?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right. The names are Andrew Wilson, Luke
Rushmore.
Wilson.
Rushmore.
Why do you have to be such a show-off?
Wow.
Which is Rushmore.
Wow. A remarkable debut performance by both Jason Schwartzman and you.
Well done. Andy gets 1 point.
Yeah.
And we'll start with TJ over here since you weren't mixed up in that skirmish. Would you like Ernest Goes to Movies? Really popular category that no one ever picks.
Is that a repeat offender, that one that keeps
going?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Super Movies, that's movies with the word super in the title, because you know I'm a big fan of the current movie called Super. And speaking of current movies, In Theaters Now. That's motion pictures that are in theaters now.
Mm. Okay.
Which category would you like, TJ Miller?
I'll take Ernest Goes to...
Wow.
Let's have some fun. Let's have us a show, shall we? Let's have us a show. Okay, all right. They came to play, so did I, Douglas. Let's have fun.
All right, none of these are from 1988, so if I say 1988, do just not believe me.
I'll take it. 88.
No, that's not an option.
Good. Then I will not have it. Colin, it's you and me.
Would you like an Ernest Goes to movie from 87?
Uh-oh.
1990?
No, thank you.
Or 94?
Oh, shit. What do we play? I knew only the other years. I was like, those are my 3 spotty years. Give them to me again. 47. What was it? 73. Ernest. When I was Ernest Goes to the Stock Exchange.
87. 90 or 94.
Ernest, we've hit an all-time low.
What do we do, Vern? All right.
I'll go for that one in the 90s. When was that?
90 or 94? Good, we're narrowing it down. It's a process.
I think 94.
Okay.
Thank you. Like yeah, it. No. I kind of did it for you. I wasn't pointing at you. So don't tell me you didn't clap, because I wasn't fucking pointing at you, all right?
Leonard calls this one a bomb.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that
well, looks
bomb.
Like we only have 15 left.
On a scale of bomb to 4 stars, he gives it bomb. He says...
He was running out of steam by that time. It was the mid-90s. Never mind.
He calls it completely predictable and unfunny. And then a fantastic, fantastic way to sum up this movie... Only for diehard Ernest fans.
Which I am. I am one of those.
And there are 5 names.
94.
There's only 5 people willing to be associated with this.
Hey, you know what? I said we're going to have a show, aren't we? Huh? Yeah. So let's have one. Name that movie.
Oh, you want me to name it?
Yep.
I think I can.
See?
I think I can do it.
You let me read the names.
How many names do you think you can get it in?
5. Or 6.
He says 5. Andy?
Can I ask, there's no way more than one name is a name anybody here knows, right? There's no...
One of them
there's
is...
There's recognizable names, but it won't help you to know which Ernest movie
then
it is.
If you're going to go... You had to say -1, right? Because
you can, but you'd have to name it properly, and right. You'd have to name the lead actor in the movie.
I'll -1.
Ooh.
All right.
Wow, fair enough.
Unbearably right. Exciting. So
I'm gonna say
I would doubt
say,
you're not gonna say anything. You're not. It's right. Not your turn.
So, Ralph, if you think you could name the second billed person in this movie, then you would say negative two, but since I assume you can't...
How dare you, sir?
Do it.
You're right, but I'm insulted.
Yeah. So I guess we just name have that to movie, say Andy. Name that movie to Andy. For the win, you have to name the movie. First of all, name the one, the lead actor.
I'm going to go with name. Jim Varney.
That's correct.
Or,
yeah, and which Goes To movie do you think it is?
Ernest Goes to School.
That's correct. Ah!
I want to tell you something.
Wow. And with that, well, Andy not only wins this particular game, but he's also in the, he's not in the current, the upcoming tournament championships, but he's in the next one.
Can I say something?
Yeah, with that negative one answer, that was amazing.
Can I say something that's sad, the saddest thing of all? Last week, or yesterday, oh God, when we were in Seattle, I chose Ernest Goes To as a category, and I won with that movie.
Because as we were playing it just now, I was like, I think we played this recently.
Oh.
And that is really amazing. Now people have to go buy that one for $2 and listen to you get it right. So you got it right, even?
I don't even know, man. Get into it. Wow.
That's okay. Awesome. All right, so where's Sam? That's who Andy was playing for. Where's Sam at?
Up there.
All right, come get your prizes, Sam. Wow. I'm gonna go this far with them. So lazy I am.
That was like watching Watson on Jeopardy.
Sam, where's Colin? Right there. I gotta find out who Colin wants me to call a shithead. Do you guys have anything you want to plug? What's coming up? Where can people see Red State? All over the country?
In October. It opens wide in October.
All right. And where's... So that was Colin. Do you want your toilet paper back or does he get to keep it?
Jordan's right down here.
You have the back?
Oh, Jordan's. Oh, yeah, there's Jordan. All right.
Sorry, and what, man.
You have any, Andy, tell us about the Bridgetown Comedy Festival again.
BridgetownComedyFestival.com. All the info is up there. It's April 21st to the 24th in Portland with 200 comics.
Right, yes, on.
It's a great festival. It's a good time. All for one low price. You can see everything.
And be sure to listen to TJ Miller getting... Ernest Goes to School, correct, on a on a previously taped episode in up in Seattle, up in Bellevue, Washington, and what else you got to plug, TJ?
You can see me in the Paul Rudd film, which I saw today with another actress, Janet Montgomery, who's also on Twitter, and that's coming out at the end of August. Is My Idiot Brother with Paul Rudd and Rashida Jones and Emily Mortimer. And
nice. I'm sure you'll be on again before then. So
yeah,
if you had some more recent to plug, that'd be good.
I'll be in Addison, Texas, at some point in the next month.
Oh, that sounds good.
And oh yeah,
with the improv there.
Like, yeah, I'm doing the improv down there, and then
I'm going to be in Salt Lake City, Boise, Missoula, Philadelphia, and more. Go to DougLovesMovies.com. for my whole tour schedule. Thank you to all of my guests, TJ Miller, Andy Wood, Ralph Garman. As always, Jeff Lewis is a shithead, whoever Jeff Lewis is, and Rebecca Black's parents is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.
Thanks a lot, you guys. See you next week.